The new owners of the Columbus Crew include a local family. Dr. Peter Edwards and his family joined with Jimmy and Dee Haslam, owners of the NFL's Cleveland Browns, to buy Columbus's Major League Soccer team. The deal came months after the Crew's former owner, Anthony Precourt, threatened to move the team to Austin, Texas. I came to the medical offices of Dr. Edwards on Columbus's northwest side to find out more about who he is and why owning a soccer team is important to him and his family. And joining me is Dr. Edwards. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Did you grow up in Columbus?
Yes, lived here my whole life. I went to Upper Arlington High School, then went away to college and came back to Ohio State for med school.
Why buy the team?
Well, it really wasn't about us buying the team. It was really about the community saving the team.
Right, but now you own the team.
The way that that worked out was that there was no clear path forward without us being involved on the ownership side. So we were kind of nudged into doing that. I joke that we were at a meeting and someone poked me in the side and I raised my hand, and next thing you knew, we were involved in the ownership group.
Would you say you were a Crew fan before this venture?
Well, obviously, I'm sure you know I've worked with the team for 25 years. So I've been on the sidelines. I've been taking care of the players in my previous job since the league started. So I've been pretty closely involved with soccer and the Crew for the entire existence of the Crew. So I've been a huge fan my whole adult life almost.
What percentage of the team will you own, and how much will belong to the Haslams?
Well, that's not a question that we focus on. We're very comfortable that we're partners. We're doing things together. And at the end of the day, we have a team that's going to be on the ownership side, and that's the most important thing.
How did the relationship with the Haslam family develop?
Well, they were looking at soccer independent of Columbus. And when the Columbus story came to light, they became interested in Columbus. So a lot of the NFL ownership groups are looking at soccer because it's a growing sport and the popularity is expanding and there's a lot of excitement around the sport, especially with the World Cup coming in 2026.
Did you know them though before?
Nope, didn't know them at all. It only, our relationship really all started when they became interested in the team.
A recent ESPN article pointed out the difficulties the Haslams have had since they bought the Browns. Are you worried about partnering with the family that's had so many problems with their first sports team?
Not at all. The Haslams are great people, and you know, the what you read in the media isn't always as accurate as you wish it was. I know that they're honest and they're fair and that they do a good job and that they're committed to Columbus.
Your day job is an orthopedic surgeon. Your family also owns a commercial and real estate development company. How much time will you be able to devote to owning the team?
Well, like I said, really the day-to-day operations are going to be done by the experts that we put in place. We have two of the best executives, coach and executive, in the league, so we're going to rely heavily on them. But I'll be available to do as much as needs to be done. I still plan to stay in the practice of orthopedics, and so day-to-day my schedule won't change too much.
You bought the team after a year-long effort to save the Crew, as they called it. You're going to be under a lot of pressure to make the team successful. How will you handle that?
Well, it's not pressure any different than any other job. I think my day job probably has more pressure than winning a soccer game. But, you know, we're going to put the team in a position to be successful. We really want to have a wonderful venue so that the game day experience is top notch. We want to win. And part of that is putting the right people in their jobs and then supporting them. And then we also want to give back to the community.
The deal to buy the team also includes a new downtown stadium that will anchor a new neighborhood called Confluence Village. Details were pretty sparse when the deal was announced. Do we know anything more about the timeline for construction?
Yeah, things are really moving along. We've done quite a bit of due diligence on the stadium side, and we're aligning all the different moving parts that need to be put together for a project of this size. So we hope to break ground later this year with the stadium completion date during the 2021 season.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Dr. Peter Edwards. He and his family's investor group teamed up with the Haslam family in Cleveland to buy the Columbus Crew. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you for having me.